Moncrief on News Talk.
Now, while Medjugorje is long been a place of pilgrimage for Catholics, the official position of the Vatican has been a wee bit semi-detached, but this week it gave the shrine a thumbs up, sort of. The former editor of the Irish Catholic, Michael Kelly, joins us now. Afternoon, Michael.
Hi, Sean. Good afternoon.
So what actually did the Vatican say this week?
Well, basically what they've said is they've given Medjugorje what they describe as a nihil obstat. That's the Latin for they've no objection to it. So they're not saying that they approve of it or that Catholics are bound to believe in the phenomenon of Medjugorje. But what they're saying is, you know, there's great spiritual fruits, there's great benefits that come from this devotion. And so therefore, it's something that is not disapproved of, if I can put it that fashion. But this is not not a formal full recognition the way, for example, Lourdes or Fatima or Knock here in Ireland are recognized as official Marian shrines of the Catholic Church.
Right. OK, so it's still in a slightly different category. Might that have anything to do with the fact that when the alleged apparition took place, it's still relatively recently. It was the 1980s and the people who were there are all still alive.
Well, I mean, in fact, some of the visionaries still say that they're still receiving the visions. So the Vatican's Congregation for the Doctrine of the Faith, you know, they say because the phenomenon is ongoing, we're unable to make a definitive judgment about the phenomenon. So they will wait until the visionaries say, presuming this happens, that they're no longer receiving visions or they're no longer receiving messages from heaven. And then it will be subject to a full theological scrutiny. It's general Catholic practice when something like this is ongoing not to make a definitive ruling on it. But at the same time, the Vatican has to respond to the fact, you know, that you have hundreds of thousands of people that go there every year. People have wonderful experiences there. I mean, if you speak to priests around Ireland, many priests will tell you that in Irish parishes, confession is more or less a thing of the past. In Medjugorje, the queues for confession, particularly from young people, are extraordinary. I mean, many Irish young people who have gone to Medjugorje, you know, lukewarm about their faith because they got a free trip to a sunny spot in the summer, have really got immersed in their faith there. So it's impossible to ignore those fruits and those positive benefits. And I think that's why the Vatican is kind of saying now, look, you know, the spirituality that is coming here from here is something to be encouraged because it brings so many positive things for people who go there or people who follow this particular devotion.
Are there claims of cures there, Michael, the same way they are in the likes of Lourdes and Knock?
Yeah, there certainly are. I mean, not to the extent of Lourdes, for example, but I know many people have gone to Medjugorje, you know, struggling with addiction and would say that they have found the help and the strength through Medjugorje to overcome that addiction. Now, you know, these are people who, I suppose, many of them find the courage to go into recovery programs and things like that. So it's not as if this is something that happens instantaneously. But I know many of these people themselves would certainly say that it was the inspiration of Medjugorje that gave them the help they needed to change their life around. But it's not associated really with physical cures in the way that we think of somewhere like Lourdes.
Right. Okay. Am I correct in this? Francis himself, a few years back, had been quite skeptical about the place.
Yeah, Francis was a little bit skeptical about it. I mean, I think he said himself at the time that he wasn't so well informed about it. So I think that's kind of where his skepticism has come from. In the meantime, he has appointed a number of representatives as his permanent observers there, if you like. So evidently what they're coming back with is impressing him, and he's kind of reassessing his position on it a little bit more. And I think what's happening as well, everywhere he goes around the world, he's meeting people who are talking to him about their positive experience of Medjugorje. He's seeing bishops coming to visit him in the Vatican, speaking about it as well. And so I think it's a reflection of that. In a way, you know, if we were talking about politics, we would say actually that Medjugorje is a grassroots movement of the people, because many of the tens of thousands of people who go there every year, already for them, it is a place of deep spiritual importance. And what the Vatican is saying now will only endorse what they already believe.
Yeah. Well, could you also, because I was just thinking when you were speaking there, that it doesn't really matter what the Vatican says about it, because, like, as you say, loads of people, thousands of people go there every year.
Yeah, and in fact, in the Catholic tradition, we have this concept that we call, you know, the sensus fidelium, the sense of the faithful. And this was traditionally true about saints as well. Very often the people decided that holy men or holy women were saints before the official church position did, and therefore the church adopted that. And that's something similar now to what is going on in Medjugorje. I mean, if Medjugorje had fizzled out within a couple of weeks or even a couple of years, the Vatican wouldn't be paying it any attention. But, you know, you have all these years later, it's growing and growing. And, I mean, bishops are experiencing young men coming forward to train for the priesthood, precisely saying because they had an experience in Medjugorje that brought them back to their faith after a period of being away from it. So that really is what the Vatican is responding to.
Michael, thanks a million for speaking. Nice to speak to you again. That was Michael Kelly there.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.